Everybody say, thank God for the air conditioning. Man, boy, I've had a lot of fun this morning. I can't believe I get to participate in all this. It is exciting to be here. And instead of doing it at the end, I wanted to give some more thank yous too, and then I'm going to get my time in. And I'm just going to take a few minutes. But, you know, I wanted to thank Barbara Herndon. You're going to go into the Fellowship Hall, and you're going to see a lot of stuff there. And there's a lot of women that worked hard. But Barbara made all those blue jean pockets for the silverware to go in. That wasn't my idea, believe it or not. And Barbara did all that. She made the centerpieces on the tables. She even put a bandana on her head and worked outside the bank pulling weeds. And she organized, you know, much of our celebration service. And I just wanted to thank Barbara for what she did and Bob for doing what Barbara told Bob to do. But we wanted to thank them, too, by giving them something. The seniors are going to go to Galveston on a senior trip, and we paid for their trip, hook, line, and sinker, so they can do that and enjoy that. Bob and Barbara, where are you guys? Stand up so we can see you. They're over there working. Never mind. Thank them when you go over there. But we really, I wanted to thank them. I'm going to miss some folks, but you know, John Long, you know, every time we eat, he's out there cooking barbecue and smoking it, and he's on a diet. He can't even eat meat, and he's been smoking barbecue all weekend long. So we are so thankful for John and what he does. Esther and Crystal made enough cobbler to feed 300 people. So we need you people to stay. The Sunday school classes, they brought all the side dishes, the hospitality committee, all the folks that came over the other Saturday to move all the office furniture over there across the street to the new building, wanted to thank them. And then I also wanted to just thank Terry, the choir, the youth choir, and the band, the music. Was it not just awesome today? Did you not just have a great time? It's great. Trustees, the master planning committee, the building and grounds committee worked really all together in the purchase and of the building and bringing all that together. We just want to thank them so much for all they've done. I guess what I'm trying to say is we really are acting as a family, and we're participating together as a body of Christ, and that's what it's supposed to be. And for me, it's a lot of fun. I couldn't be more excited about where I am in my Christian life today and the opportunity I have to serve the Lord with you. I could serve the Lord by myself, but it's a whole lot more fun to do it with you. And hopefully you feel the same way, and I know a lot of people do. Well, I wanted to give you a few thoughts. You know, in the past, we've talked about regrets. We've talked about worry. We've talked about generosity. We've talked about greed. Today, I want to talk about giving. A husband on a business trip decided to buy a gift to take home for his wife. He asked the store clerk, "How much does this perfume cost?" "Sir, it costs $30. $30 for that little bottle? Can you show me something cheaper?" "Sure," she replied, and the clerk handed him a mirror. That's rough, isn't it? I saw a little bit of that going on out there. I had a little text I wanted to give you out of the Old Testament, and then I wanted to run into the New Testament and just to give you a few thoughts here. Over in Exodus 35, you know, the Israelites had come out of slavery in Egypt, and of course they were able to plunder the Egyptians before they left. And so they're out there, and the Lord is going to want them to command them to make a tabernacle so that they'll have a type, a shadow, a visual aid of what it was really going to be like in the future in the Holy of Holies in heaven. Of course, in our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit now, since we're Christians. So all this was just a shadow, and so, but it had to be built. And so they needed stewardship. They needed stuff and things, material things, to build this tabernacle that the Lord wanted them to build. And in verse 4 of chapter 35, and Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel. This is what God commands, he says, verse 5. Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, and bronze. And then he's going to just list so many things, and not only stuff and things, he's going to list service. Some people are going to give by serving, and we have a lot of people in our church that just serve and they give. And Carlos got up on the roof and fixed the air conditioning for us the other day in the new building so we could be cool over there. And so they're going to give many things. And then drop down to verse 21. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred. So Moses speaks to them about having a willing heart, and many of them, their hearts are stirred, they're moved. And everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service and for the holy garments. And then drop down to verse 29. And the children of Israel brought a freewill offering to the Lord, all the men and the women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work, which the Lord, by the hand of Moses, had commanded to be done. And watch what happens. So they all bringing all this stuff for the tabernacle. And then go over to chapter 36. And then in verse 5, well, the end of verse 3, so they continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. So they just kept doing it. It wasn't just like a one-time event. They just kept on bringing it, just over and over again. It's kind of a continual thing for the next few days. And then in verse 5, they spoke to Moses, and they said, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us to do. So they brought more than they needed, and so Moses gave a commandment, verse 6, and said they caused it to be, and they caused it to be a proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. And the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done. Now, we know that Moses was not a Baptist, because he told these people to quit bringing stuff because they had too much. A Baptist would never do that. He would say, keep bringing it. We'll find somewhere else to put it. We'll build another building somewhere. But Moses was instructed by the Lord. They brought this, and they brought more than they needed. That's a good problem to have. We all need that kind of problem in our lives. It's interesting that God's kingdom and God's economy, it's counter trend to culture and the world. Jesus says, if you want to be first, what do you need to be? I mean, the world doesn't say that. It's every man for himself. Jesus says, if you want to save your life, what do you need to do? You need to lose it. You need to lose your life. Wow. Just the opposite. Counter trend. And you know, it's that way about giving too. Because the world is about get all you can, keep all you can. But with the Lord, When you give to the Lord, you'll never be able to outgive him. Did y'all ever watch on TV? I never watched it. The Biggest Loser. Y'all ever see that? The Biggest Loser? You know, and where the people lose weight. I was reading about it a little bit, and there was some people that afterwards said they don't recommend it. They had lost, some ladies had lost like over 100 pounds within a month, with about 3 months' time. And it was not good for their health to lose that amount of weight. But it was interesting that the reason, the way they got the people's attention to watch that show is because the Biggest Loser, I want to see this loser person. But you know, in God's economy, the way to win is by losing. You see, because when you give to the Lord, you will lose every single time. You'll become a loser for God, and that's exactly the place you want to be. Because you'll never be able to outgive the Lord. He'll always bless you more than you've blessed him every single time. What's interesting in this passage of Scripture is that the word willing keeps coming up. You know, this offering that they made to build the tabernacle was an offering that was voluntary. Nobody twisted their arms. Nobody got them in a headlock. There was no lock the doors until we've taken the offering four or five times and we have enough. There's none of that. He just made the appeal. He said, here's what God wants to do. Whoever is willing, let him give. Now, that's a beautiful way to give. Now, what the devil will do is he will give you all kinds of excuses on why you don't need to give. I want to read to you in Mark chapter 12, a little text out of the New Testament, beginning in verse 41. Interesting text. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrants, which is not very much, very little. So he called his disciples to himself. Jesus saw this. He saw what this lady did. So he called him and he said, assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance. But what did she do? She gave out of her poverty. You know, theory is one thing, reality is another. The missionary was speaking to Pablo, a new convert. He said, Pablo, if you have 100 sheep, would you give 50 of them to the Lord's work? He answered, you know I would, Father. I would gladly give them. Pablo, if you had 50 cows, would you give 25 to the Lord's work? Yes, Father, you know I would be more than happy to do that. Again, the missionary asked, Pablo, if you had 2 pigs, would you give one of them to the Lord's work? Pablo replied, Father, that's not fair. You know I have 2 pigs. Theory is one thing. Reality is another. And the devil will always try to provide excuses on why we can't give to the Lord. What happens in our brains is we'll go, yes, this is a good thing. This is what I need to do. But then we'll get all these excuses and rationale. We'll get these reasons on why we shouldn't do it. And slowly, those thoughts will just whittle away that desire, that willingness that we had. And we can't let the devil do that. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. And he wants to steal your opportunity to give to the Lord. Now, in our campaign, we called it Building History. And I think Linda has a picture of that And so we have presented to everyone in the church, and Lisa, we're trying to do that today. We've done in the past and in the future, about how to pay for this building and in stewardship. And so we're asking people to consider giving a brick or part of a brick or bricks. A brick would represent $5,000. We bought the building for $525,000, and we're hoping maybe in a five-year period of time, if not sooner, that we can pay this off. And so we've got pledge cards in the foyer. We have them in the coffee station on the other side of the fellowship hall. We have them in the bank. Some of you have already been praying about giving, and you know what you want to do, and you can fill that pledge card out, and there's places to put them in around the church and across the street. When you're in the new building, you'll be able to put your pledge card in there if you've already decided what that is. Some of you are still, you're brand new to all this, and you're praying about it, and you need to, and that's great. You just keep praying about it and asking the Lord. But some of you are new. So I want to close with a couple thoughts just about giving. In thinking about what we saw in Exodus and with this woman in the New Testament, you know, giving should be something that we want to do. As the skit spoke about, it should be something that we want to do. Now, here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to give your money to the First Baptist Church of Floresville. Now, that thud was our treasurer who just dropped on the floor and fainted, Bob Whitley. Now, I understand, you know, you're going to write your check, or you're going to give online, you know, to make this pledge, whatever it is. And everybody's different because we're all in different places. But listen, you're going to miss a big blessing if you give this money to First Baptist Church. You know who you want to give your money to? You want to give your money to the Lord. And why would you want to do that? You know what you're saying when you're giving part of what God gave you back to Him? You're saying, I love you. You're saying, Lord, you gave me your best. Father, you gave me your Son. Now it's my turn to want to give back. And you see, you want to do that because you love Him. You want to express your love to Him. And I'll tell you what that is. When you give to the Lord because you want to, not because Brother Mike asked you to, not because First Baptist needs it, or none of that. When you give to the Lord because you want to, that is an act of worship. You see, you are worshiping the Lord. You are honoring Him. And you say, well, Brother Mike, you don't know about my situation and our, you know, what we're going through and all that. I don't know, but God knows. I know we have three kids in college. The devil could provide me three excuses. But the truth of the matter is I'll never outgive God. And the truth of the matter is, whether I get anything back, that is really immaterial. Do you know what the opportunity here is for me? It's to worship God through the act of giving. We've been praising the Lord with our singing and our prayers and the listening of God's word. But there's a reason why we let that offering plate come by every service. Because when we give, that is a part, it's an aspect of worship that we don't want you to miss out on. More than that, the Lord doesn't want you to miss out on that. And the Lord needs you and I to give more than He needs what we're going to give Him. So I want you to just bow your heads for a moment and I want you to understand, I want you to see that this act of giving, and this is for our members, this is if you're a guest today, this we're just so glad you're here, but we're not asking you to give anything, you understand. This is just for our members. But what I want you to see today is that this medium of giving what you have, part of what you have, is between you and the Lord. And it's part of your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a privilege that you have. It's an opportunity that you have to say to the Lord, Lord, I love you. I want to worship you. And maybe you need to say as well, and I don't know, Lord, how we're going to be able to do whatever we're doing, how we're going to fulfill this pledge or whatever we're going to pledge, but I'm going to trust you to help us. I know you made a promise that you would meet all our needs as we put you first in our life. And some of you that are brand new in the faith, and this giving thing is new to you, and maybe you're not even giving, you know, a tithe. You know, hey, that's okay. Start somewhere. Maybe you might want to just start giving 2 or 3 or 4 or 5%. Let the Lord challenge you in your life. Let Him take you a little further than you've gone before in faith. Because we only have a short amount of time. You'll never hear one of these calls in heaven. You'll never hear it. Believe me, there's no building program. They've got enough what they need up there. No, you'll only have this opportunity here. This is the time. And this is not about brick and mortar. This is about you and your expression of love to your Heavenly Father. Now that's what you want to pray about. That's what you want to consider. And that will last, listen now, forever. All these buildings, they're going to come and go someday. The Lord said He's going to make a brand new creation someday. A new heavens and a new earth. But I'll tell you what will never go away is your expression of love to your Heavenly Father. Father, thank you so much for just helping us and walking us through this opportunity of faith. And don't let the enemy steal our joy, our privilege, our opportunity. We pray against him and we stand with you, Lord. Our gifts are not equal, but our sacrifice is the same. And we do it together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.